10 minutes after 12 o'clock on Excursions on 91.3 WYSO. And as we've been talking about all morning, it's a pleasure to welcome our very special in-studio guest today. She's a production designer who's worked on a movie that is getting a great deal of attention. But we'll remind you that she was born and raised here in Dayton, Ohio, and graduated from Wright State Film School. And she is Hannah Buechler. Hannah, thanks for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
You're in town kind of as a respite between two things, taking a chance to come home and visit. And you're going to be, you went to Wright State. You're one, yeah. Another one of our amazing film people that we set out. Tell us a little bit about how you were drawn to film and then what brings you back to town this time around.
I have always had an interest in film. I've always, you know, sort of resonated towards it and got lost in it. I would always, like, stare at the TV, and my parents would take me to the drive-in, and I'd always be like, well, how did they do that? How did they get the cat from outer space in the spaceship? How did they – the cat's not moving. I don't – and I just, like, sit there and try to figure it out, and how would I do it and draw pictures of it. So it's always been there. I think that it really came back when I lived in Cincinnati and started getting into photography and making music videos and little, like, cult films with my friends and did little B-movies with my friends. And I thought, this is something I really want to do. So just looked it up and saw Wright State. It's right in my hometown and has one of the best film departments the country. So it was like, wow, this is my backyard. And, family's here. And I had a young son at the time, so I had some support there. And was like, I went for it.
Yeah. It's a very cool movie that sort of brings you to us this time around. Before we get to sort of the substance and the fabric of this movie, you're a production designer, which is an extremely important player among many. There's so many people that come together to make a film happen. And
Absolutely.
And tell us, if you would, just define for us what a production designer does.
I work really closely with the director and cinematographer, and basically between the three of us, we come up with the tone, the mood, the look, and then in my department, we will build sets, I do all the designs for the sets, the color story, the colors that, you know, go with the psychology of the script or the story, and so everything you pretty much see in a film when you're watching it, where the characters, the atmosphere they're in, that's really what I'm taking care of. I'm sort of in charge of all of that.
And what you see is arguably, and like probably everyone would agree, as much of a character as any of the people that populate that scene.
Absolutely. And the interesting thing about it is I always look at it like, what is this character? Is it a supporting character? Is it the main character? And so you kind of approach it that way. And
what is this room? What is the role
exactly.
of this room?
And how would it make the audience feel? Does it need to be muted? Does it need to be in the background? Does it need to pop? What is it saying about the psychology of this conversation or the mental state that the character is in? What is this set or, you know, canvas saying? So that's sort of where I am. And I break scripts down and I figure out what's the best way to make it look and have them be in or the space that they're in. So I'm in charge of basically the spaces that
the
you
spaces
see.
Around mm-hmm. the actors in every case.
Yeah.
We're talking with production designer Hannah Buechler, who is a Wright State grad and been making some great movies. I checked out your HannahBuechler.com is your information online, and that's spelled B-E-A-C-H-L-E-R, but pronounced Buechler, and Hannah with two H's. It's a palindrome, forward
yes,
and backwards.
Yes, forward and backwards.
Hannah with two H's, Buechler, spelled B-E-A-C-H-L-E-R.com. You can find out more about our guest today. My attention has just been brought, given that it's now playing at the Neon, and your involvement, and even Jonathan, who runs the Neon, sort of you guys all have a connection together, about it's not a documentary, but it is a feature film based on true event.
On a true event, on a true story.
It is powerful to say the least. And if you could tell me a little bit about how you became aware of the project and how you became drawn to it.
My agent brought me the script. I just signed with this agency. And 2 weeks after I signed, she said, I have a script for you. It's a real small movie. It's being made in you know, Bay Area, and I want you to read the script and tell me what you think. Thought, okay, small movie, and all the way across the country, I'll read the script. And I read the script. Seconds after I put the script down, I called her back and I said, I want to do this film. Aww. And then I started researching the event because I was not aware of the Oscar Grant event that had happened in 2008, 2009.
But haven't been aware of it because it
didn't make national news.
It didn't, but it did on some of these oddball little sites that
exactly.
I frequent. And I just couldn't, I was absolutely struck. And if we should say that a young man on the subway on New Year's Eve.
He was detained by the Bay Area Rapid Transit Police.
BART cops, they call them.
BART cops. And on New Year's Eve evening or night, it was later in the night, and while they had him on his stomach, handcuffed and detained, he was then shot in the back.
And died.
Died the next, early in the morning mm-hmm. on New Year's Day.
And this single event brought... Well, everyone's thinking back to this issue that comes up again and again.
And again, again. We've been here before. The time of the script I had, the Trayvon Martin case was starting to catch sort of national news and wind. And so I was familiar with that. And I just, you know, the comparison to the two, you can't sort of get away. Two young men sort of in these situations. So I knew of that. And then I, you know, I got onto YouTube, and because there was so many people on the train, it's like the subway system, mm-hmm. Who had videotaped it on their phones at the time. So I was able to sort of, I actually was able to watch his death. You know, yeah. It was quite jarring. I was angry and I just couldn't believe it. You know, So I was just compelled. And then I met the director, Ryan Coogler. We did our Skype meeting, and he's a fantastic person. And so I was drawn instantly to him and to the project and just got on board. Forrest Whitaker is also a producer on the film.
So he basically is sort of like a kindly overseeing presence.
Yes.
Sort of making,
yes. And Ryan had pitched the idea to him. Mm-hmm. And he, you know, I think after four sentences, Forrest Whitaker said, we're doing it. So he knew right away, like, this was, like, write the script, and this is something that we need to do.
We're talking with Hannah Beekler, who is a Wright State film graduate and who has worked among many, many, many films. Among her more recent work, this Fruitvale Station, which is currently showing at the Neon Movies. The weekend art sections of the New York Times did a whole... You got the that movie got the cover.
Yeah.
Of that. And so how funny for you as production designer, you see a still, and most everyone I think focuses on the actors.
Right.
There's the young man who plays Oscar, and there's the little girl, and you tend to look there, but then what you've done is sort of painted the air around them. Is it interesting or strange for you to see still shots of these?
It's wonderful. I mean, I, you know, just be an artist, you look at it and you sort of, you know, first I started picking it apart, like, oh, that's, you know, but then you sort of like Michael B. Jordan, who plays Oscar Grant, and Ariana, who plays Oscar Grant's daughter, Tatiana, wonderful, wonderful actors. And, you know, looking at it, it brings back wonderful memories. But, you know, I look at the scene and the photography of it, and I'm like, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
That worked. Okay.
It did work. It's
did
beautiful.
Work. It worked. That one worked.
And the lighting, even the mood.
The mood.
The lamps,
and that's, just... you know, what we do. Talking to Rachel Morrison, who is the cinematographer, and Ryan, the director, and what we wanted, you know, in that particular scene or any of the scenes I see stills of, like, what do we really want that to feel like? What do we want the audience to feel like at that point? Because the movie pulls no punches.
Yeah. And it's not overly angry, not overly sentimental, not overly – by all accounts, it's a really steady – and I don't think we mentioned, this movie is the 24 hours –
yes.
Before
yes.
his death. It's just this
it's his day.
One span, his day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's his day, and, it, you know, the biggest thing for all of us was we want to give him his humanity, because he was either a saint or a sinner in the press and in the community. I mean, people were divided about him. But so we wanted to just, like, this is a man. Now you have to decide – whether his horrific death was how he should have died, no one should die that way, no matter what mistakes they've made in their life or what they're striving for. And we took away a future of someone. So here's a face and not just, you know, words on paper. What does he look like on paper? Here's what he is. He's a son. He's a father. He's a brother. He's, you know, a cousin, a nephew. And he had people who loved and cared about him, regardless of who he, you know, who he was in life or the mistakes he was making. Mm. So that's really what we wanted to bring to the movie.
Hannah Beachler, a graduate of Wright State Film School here, and a really, really interesting resume, and I highly recommend you check it out. Hannah, it's Beachler pronounced, but it's like beach, going to the beach with the sand, L-E-R. Hannah Beachler is the spelling, but she's Hannah Beachler, and I'm so pleased that you could come here today. So they shot it the 24 hours before, so there's a lot of on-location occurrences, right? How much do you, as production designer, manipulate sort of like an outside scene?
A lot.
Yeah.
A lot. There was a, we pretty much manipulated every place we went. I mean, the BART, when we shot on the BART platforms, I felt very lucky because I was like, this is very perfect. I didn't have to do much. I mean, there's a lot of other logistical things like changing posters and clearance things like that. Things that, you know, if we couldn't get the rights to an image, then I would do the graphics and change that image and things like that in the bigger locations. But we do a lot of augmentation going into pretty much every one of the locations.
It must be a whole different way to see the world. Who would think of the posters? And you can't
every
have a
little
time
detail.
Sensitive, yeah.
Yeah, my one favorite one was when he's at the gas station. And this was 2008, 2009. So we were at the gas station, and I was looking around, and it was a wonderful location. And I thought, oh, we need to change the gas prices.
But then if they put that up, don't they want the cars coming?
Yeah, they did.
Take my $2.20.
They did. It was funny because they actually didn't close down while we were filming. And so there's a line of cars waiting to get gas. I'm changing the prices back to, you know, 2008 when they were horrific for some. $4.59 in California, and so people are like, "Are they really
that crash? Oh, for
did the prices go back up?" And here I'm over there, like, oh, "I'm just going to change these real quick." I think you can see, you know, and just like putting the Obama stickers up because he was getting inaugurated at that time, and he had us change the Shepherd Fairey. We got permission from Shepherd Fairey to use
nice.
Those pictures.
Generally speaking, are people happy to have their images and their photographic work?
Absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure.
I mean, it's good for them, and especially when they – especially with this story. You know, a lot of times, depending on the story, whether they want their work involved. But with something like this, you know, you try to find the artists or the people who involved in whatever images that, you know would be interested in the story. Mm-hmm. So it was very easy to approach him, and he was very, very lovely. And Oprah, you know, there's a clip of – Oprah Winfrey show in it. So she was actually shooting The Butler with Forest Whitaker at the time. So that was fantastic.
I'll say.
And so all the little things like Oscar Grant's mother actually does work at UPS. So we had to go to UPS and give them the script and things like that so we could use their logo and their images and reproduce, you know. And they were so kind. They were wonderful. They gave us trucks and all kinds of stuff, uniforms.
Wow.
And so – and even the BART that, you know, the subway itself, they were very, very open and kind and really worked with us.
Good to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Good to know.
They really worked with us, and they wanted closure. They wanted the story to be told. They wanted people to see – this story. So they were wonderful and just provided us with so many things. So it was, and, you know, even little tips about, you know, how to decorate the, you know, station booths, you know, at Christmas time. So, because they have competitions, apparently. And so, you know, some of them are a little overdone. So we did that. But so, yeah, there's just detail, 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 and then people being involved. And the community was wonderful because, you know, for the majority of the community wanted this to be out, that they needed to heal.
Hmm. We're speaking with Hannah Beachler, and it's notable that, I think, was it at the Cannes or was it at Sundance that it won the two awards that are rarely, if ever, I think maybe only one other time, won.
One other time. It was at Sundance Film Festival. Yeah. Won the grand jury prize as well as the audience prize.
Which is such a commentary on us that rarely do the twain meet, that it's what the audience loves best, what the critics love best. This case,
it was both. And yeah. I remember on the phone, because I had gone back to New Orleans at the time. I was only there for the premiere. And by the time the awards came around, I was home and I was on the phone with the line producer, Rick Bosner, and he was streaming it live, the awards live. And he's like, oh, we just won the audience award. And I'm screaming in my back courtyard and everything. And he went completely silent. And I'm like, what's going on? What's going on? Because I couldn't get my computer up or anything to watch it. And he's like, you're not going to believe this. And I was like, what? And he's like, it just won the grand jury prize. And then just, you know, everything broke loose. I was screaming. My neighbors were probably like, do we need to call 911?
I think there's something wrong next door.
There's a screaming woman over there. And I mean, I just let it all out. So it was such a labor of love. It was just so nice to see people respond to it the way they did at Sundance. And then it did go to Cannes and it won the Future Award for Ryan. So, and it was very well received there as well. So, you know, it kind of started going, it's international and, you know, it was kind of crazy, kind of awesome.
Aren't we so proud of you? So proud of you, doing great work. It's Hannah Beechler. It's spelled, and I highly recommend you check out her site. Hannah Beechler is how the spelling of it, Beachler. Hannah with two H's and two N's and two A's. And too lovely that you came by today. I'm just
thank you so much.
So delighted to meet you. And there was some idle talk here that maybe for the Film Dayton Festival that you might be able to come back. Well,
absolutely.
See if that's true, and we'll talk to you again, I hope. What a delight. Thanks for being here today,
Thank you
Hannah.
So much, Nikki.
Good
Thank
job.
You.
We're all so proud. You must be proud, too, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You're all very proud of the film.
Yeah. And it's Fruitvale Station. That's one word, V-A-L-E, Fruitvale Station. It's currently showing at the Neon Movies in downtown Dayton. And I think we ought to all head down there, check it out. Thanks again, Hannah.
Thank you.